Life is sweet. Let it sweep you off your feet.
Hi, you're listening to Find Your Joy. If you're looking for ways to thrive rather than survive in a world that can seem rather chaotic, you're in the right place. We will be sharing stories of our own as well as those from guests who have found ways to bring hope, healing, and freedom into places where trauma has impacted them. I'm Allie, author of The Art of Healing Trauma, and I'm here to remind you that life is sweet. Now, let's dive in and find ways to create our joy.
Hi, this is Allie and Find Your Joy. And I'm so happy that today we have Lynn Robinson is back with us. Lynn has been talking to us all about how words matter and limitless possibilities. And on the last episode, we were just starting to talk a wee bit. That's my Scottish heritage. I'm getting ready because we're going to Scotland in May. So I have to practice a wee bit. Oh, that sounds maybe more Irish. But anyways, about goals, a lack of goals, intention, and just all the wonder that can be. Hi, Lynn. Welcome back.
Thank you. So good to be back. I loved our last conversation. I'm sure this one's going to be wonderful as well.
I'm excited. I am. So we were talking a little bit about goals, and I just wondered if you would just share a little bit about what we were talking about earlier around goals or the lack thereof, or the choosing, not really a lack, but choosing not to, but sort of where things started with you back a couple of years ago.
Okay. So I am, so first of all, I don't set goals,
right,
in the usual manner. But what always comes to me is that when I was 17, I went on my first trip to Hawaii. Fell in love with the islands completely. And by the way, when my girlfriend was in the bar, I was taking private hula lessons at the International Marketplace, and
yes.
Totally in love with the island. And so one day, well, we went to Kauai as well as the Oahu and Kona. And so we were taking the riverboat on Kauai up to the Fern Grotto.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful.
And
yes.
It is so beautiful. And there was a group of Hawaiians singing the Hawaiian wedding song in the mouth of the grotto. And oh my gosh, I just fell in love and I decided, oh, I want to get married in Hawaii. I've got to get married in Hawaii. And so they told us all about the Maile Leis and everything. So that was, you know, there's this young girl just in love with the idea of getting married in Hawaii. And the other thing that came to me at that trip was, it was like, ooh, I like this travel. I'd like to work and travel. So I thought, I'll be a flight attendant. That was kind of the only thing I could think of at the time. It's probably the only thing that was available at the time.
Right,
But when I got home, I was too young. You had to be 19. Then by the time I was 19, I was married, and you couldn't be married. There were all kinds of rules.
Right. There was, right? Back in the day. Yes.
Yes. And I didn't get married in Hawaii, by the way, at that time, but that stayed with me. Like, I think of that a lot, because fast forward 30 years or so later, and all of a sudden the things that I deeply desired seemed to be there. So I'll just step back for a moment. It's like there's a difference between setting a goal and writing something down and working hard and having a plan. And I know lots of people do it, and if it works for them, that's really wonderful. We're all different.
Right.
For me, it's not about that. It's like really just deeply desiring something and not struggling to get it, just having it there, like, ooh, that would be so great. So those two things, working and traveling and getting married in Hawaii. And so I ended up having an opportunity. My first husband decided he wanted to have a different lifestyle. So when my daughter was 6 months old and my son was 3 years, he decided that was the time to go. And so I was on my own for quite a few years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and so like I say, fast forward 30 some years, and I met my current husband. And again, kind of a crazy thing. I used to say my next husband will, you know, be my like ride down the road in his white horse and come to my home and whatever. Well, strangely enough, my husband came to my house for a workshop that someone else was giving, doing Reiki. And that's how I met him. So I think, oh, well, he wasn't on a white horse, but maybe his car was white.
Right. There's white light surrounding him.
Exactly. So I ended up getting married. We got married in Hawaii. We both loved the island. We had taken a couple of trips there. And again, totally magical, because when we got there, we were supposed to get married by a certain person, a minister, and I wanted to meet with him, and he didn't want to meet us and just thought it would be fine to just show up at the wedding. And I thought, I don't think I want that man to marry us. So I canceled it. And that was on Saturday, and we were scheduled to be married. We had people flying in, and we were scheduled to be married March 1st. And so now we're scrambling. What are we going to do? But I had a cousin there, and he said, well, you know, I heard of this kahuna who did a wedding for my friend, and she really liked him. So I thought, okay. So I called Lana Kila and asked him if he was available. Would he consider marrying us? And he said, yeah, he was available, because it was through the week. And I said, could we come and meet you? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. Come on up. So we went up and met him. He became a friend for years. Every time we went to the islands, we would meet with him. He was just, so he was a true kahuna. He was responsible for taking care of, I don't know if you know Honaunau, but anyways, he was the only one that was allowed to do weddings on sacred ground in the back of Honaunau. And so we had this most magical wedding that, you know, I could not have dreamed up as it was.
Right.
Right. I just had the desire to be married there. And here we are on the beach, under the palm trees, at sunset, lava in front of us, his son blowing the conch, a little lady playing the ukulele, playing the Hawaiian wedding song under another palm tree. Like, how could I have done that? Oh, and then we go back to my aunt's, and here we walk in to the Hawaiian wedding song and two people doing hula to that and a fellow singing. Like,
that's so lovely.
Like, you know, I mean, again, it's like I didn't do anything for all those things, but I had a desire in my heart to be there. And that's what I really attribute it to, whether it's right or wrong or true or not, doesn't, you know, I really do. How did those magical things happen, you know? And
it's beautiful. I love that. It was the desire of your heart.
It was. It was so innocent. And that's what I think, too. I think that for some reason, I've been able to be naive about a lot of things. Mm. And I think it's allowed me to do things because I haven't analyzed the possibility of them and scoped them out and all of those things. So I ended up spending a lot of time in Hawaii and working in Hawaii and worked on the cruise ships talking about Hawaii to Hawaii a couple of times, to Tahiti even. And, you know, and that even happened. Two of my friends, speakers, they wanted to work on the cruise ships. And so they went for interviews. And when they were interviewed, the fellow said, well, can either of you speak on Hawaii? And they were, no, but I have a friend who can. So I end up working on the cruise ships. They never did, but I got to do. So again, I feel beautiful, magical things come to me. Like, I really, really do. And so, you know, I've swam with the dolphins in the wild, like constantly, like, oh my gosh, there's just, you know, I've had just beautiful experiences on the island. And yeah, quite the connection to the island. So that's that part.
Yeah. I am such a firm believer in however one believes or what they believe or how it all works, that we almost need to try to not have the desires of our heart come true. I kind of liken it, you know, if music was something I did for much of my life, and being lost in the middle of a song, and there's just this place when everyone, you know, everyone, no one could probably put words to it, but everyone is swept away in this moment. And the one thing, and I think it goes with what we're talking about, the one thing that can ruin that or stop it or put brakes onto it or however we might want to phrase that is if I suddenly become aware and start thinking about all of that. If I start suddenly thinking about, oh, this thing that's happening and I get into my head with it, the chances of that leaving or being out of my grasp or me shifting it or whatever language it is rather high. And I've, you know, talked to so many musicians about this. We talk about it like, oh yeah, you know, this was all great. And then someone will say, and then I started, you know, whatever, thinking, oh, this is so awesome. Or, oh my God, I'm going to screw this up or whatever, right? It doesn't even, you know, doesn't matter that what the thought was doesn't matter so much is that a thought became where there previously really wasn't. We were just riding the wave. We were just in the moment, allowing the energy in us and through us and around us. And it was just all beautiful. And then then we thought, no, don't do that. That's going to ruin everything. And I think desires of the heart are much like that.
Yes, exactly. It's like they're just a sincere desire. They're not a, I got to have it. I've got to do it.
No.
It's like, oh, you know, it just
is
different. It's a different feeling.
Yes, it's so beautiful. And, oh, I could just go on about it. There's just something so lovely about it. And I think that it works with dreams and visions and desires and music and healing. And there's just a way that this, I almost want to call it magic and I don't. Yes. Because it can feel kind of, you know, funny. I was at a, whatever it was, I don't know, a wellness thing, what, I don't know what, and people were saying, you know, oh, you know, this healer, or you're this, and I like to stay away from things like that because labels and,
yes,
and words and things, because what I have found, and I don't know if I'm taking us off here, so I'll let you bring me back if I am. What I have found in life in general, and because I've been a person who has been in the front of other people quite a bit in my life, whether that is in ministry or in music or in teaching, like whatever it's been. But what I found is that people really like to connect to that. People are drawn to that. And when something starts happening that feels magical, whether that's a beautiful wedding and suddenly people are there singing and we didn't really know, or you're the person up front and you're talking about something, or you sing and the heavens collide and they're beautiful and I hit the note, yay! Like just all of those things that happen. And sometimes people's desire to be close to that, shifts it in some way. And so my own self, if I start to think too much about it, like you're talking, when I have this just desire of my heart and I just want to, I don't know, sometimes I'll think about it, sometimes I won't, but then all of a sudden things start popping up and I'm like, oh, I haven't even thought of that in so long. I can't believe I'm about to do this thing. And I hadn't even thought of that anymore.
Yeah.
But I dreamt of it for so long.
Yeah.
Now here it is.
Yeah. See, I love that. I just love it because I think that it just adds another dimension to life. Like, you know, again, the working and traveling for me, you know, it wasn't, I enjoyed everything I did. I loved being a single mom. My life was good, although I can tell you some sad stories, which I'm not interested in. But just so you know, I've had them too. The truth is, I feel like I've had just a beautiful life. And, you know, it's just, it's not about like consciously. So I think maybe this is, maybe these words distinction. One is wanting and the other is desiring. What do you think about that?
Oh, Yes, want suggests a lack.
Right. And it's like, I have to go get it because I don't have it. But a desire is just something nice that sits in my heart and can make me happy if I think about it, right?
Yes.
I don't have to have it. It makes me happy thinking about it.
Yes. It's even less than it's even not less isn't the right word, but it's, I may have intent or intention, but a desire is just this lovely, typically just a lovely, I mean, I suppose I could take that. I suppose I could take that to a place where it was, you know, that I might need to be mindful of. But in general, a desire of my heart suggests to me that it comes from love.
Yes, exactly.
It's a desire of my heart. It's just a desire. It's just something I thought of, and I thought it might have even just been a dream and it wasn't even possible. And I'm just having an opportunity to do the most incredible thing. But I think, I'm not sure if this comes out before, and I'm not really, I'm going into a studio to record some of my original music. I haven't been able to sing in 9 years I was in an accident and a whole bunch of things happened, but one of them is the muscles around my vocal cords, but I don't care. I'm going to be able to sing that day.
Wow.
And I'm going to be working with a team of studio musicians and a 2-time Juno winning producer and all of these things. And I didn't seek that out. Did I ever want that? Of course I wanted that. I was a musician for years. That's all I wanted that, of course. But now when it seemed like I don't even do music anymore, almost. Well, I do, of course, because I do sound therapy, but all of a sudden it just came. And when you're saying that, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how it, all of a sudden there it was.
When the time is right.
Yeah. And so I said, yes.
Good for you. Exciting. Yeah.
So I said, yes. We're talking about saying yes.
Yes.
So this desire that you'd had, and now all of a sudden you are having this incredible, I don't know, wedding that only happens in most people's dreams, right? I mean,
yes, it was amazing. I couldn't have orchestrated it. I really couldn't have. I just, and you know, again, we seriously didn't know Lana Keela until, and then when we went down there, he was supposed to get all the flowers, the leis and everything, and he forgot. And so he felt so bad. But the photographer had asked if she could make me a haku lei, which is the, of course, around the head. She had this beautiful jade plant and she wanted to make my leis. And I said, no, it's okay, because Lana Keela is doing it. And anyways, we get there and Lana Keela forgot to pick up the stuff. He felt terrible. But Barbara ended up making the leis for me anyways. So I have these beautiful, and then we took tea leaves, and we, instead of having Miley leis, we had tea leaves, and we all were shredding the tea leaves. But Lana Keela was so impressed that we didn't get angry that he just, came and visited us the next day. And, he brought everything, but he visited us, and like, we just became really beautiful, good friends, with those experiences. But who's going to get angry? I mean, anyways, it was just,
people can be angry. I mean,
beautiful.
That can happen, but
it was just,
there's always other things connected to that. So you didn't need to worry about that. I said, people can get angry, but there's this whole other reasons that those things happen, especially in weddings. There's this whole other place that happens. It has nothing to do with anything else, really, just how sometimes we can be frightened beings.
So we were very wonderful.
I love that. And jade. I've been obsessed with jades again. I used to in my younger years, and of late I've been, I'm going to now research, maybe what's the representation of a jade? Do you know that?
Well, the jade plant. So this is the jade plant, and it's just these little, Oh, how, I don't know how to describe it. I should send you a picture of my hakule from my wedding.
Oh, I would
You'll see
love
it.
that. Well, I mean, the jade leaves are so beautiful. They almost look phony to me because not really phony, but I mean, they almost look like they're artificial jade leaves because they're so plump and green and beautiful. And then it's very rare to get flowers on a jade. So if there was
Yeah.
any flowers involved, that's even more magical.
Yes, and she had them in her at her place, and like I say, I said no thank you, and she did it anyways. And
Oh.
yeah, and so she had this beautiful place. It's called the Dragonfly Ranch, and so we stayed
Writing
there
this
on
down.
our Dragonfly Ranch, and we stayed there on our wedding night, and the bed was outside, and it overlooked the area where we had gotten married. Like when I say overlooked, I mean way, way back, but you know, in the
Yes.
direction of where we got married. And like again, everything. And normally she didn't have any space, but because we were getting married in the middle of the week, we were able to stay there for a couple of days. And I mean, you know, like I say, somebody somewhere was helping me out.
Yes, well, there's just something, I don't know, when we just the desires of our heart and just following that wave and just allowing things to be and really getting out of the way of our own. I mean, I know, and I, you know what? I'm saying these words and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if you're listening right now and you're just thinking like this is, there's no place of judgment in this. This is just my own experience because I never want someone to feel like I'm, well, if you would just, you know, if you just
Oh.
did things differently, it's not like that. I can just say in my own life, did crappy things happen? Yes, a whole bunch of them. And somehow I feel like I'm just blessed that way that I'm, you know, when the doctors say, oh, you won't, this will happen, this won't happen, all these things, I think, oh, that's so nice of you that you're telling me this because you want to help me. And I'm really grateful of that. I don't feel like that's going to be how it goes for me, but I'm really grateful that you took the time. I have a heart thing that I thought that, my brain injury, I thought that. Both of them, I just thought, oh, you know, all the you won't do's. I thought, well, thank you for letting me know that, you know, I might need to watch over that. I just don't feel like that's going to be my story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just, but, you know, that was really nice of you to tell me because if it was, I'd need to be prepared, but I don't need to be. So, but thanks. And I'm not, you know, my mom would say, it's not being Pollyanna, it's just opening them for possibilities. Yeah. So you're out on this. So after your wedding and your and in Hawaii and all of that, the other part of that was teaching and working and traveling. And how did that start to unfold for you?
Well, so that, okay, I'll share that. But I just thought of one other thing in
Oh,
terms
beautiful.
of Hawaii. Oh, and it just slipped. Oh, yeah. So we ended up meeting a friend. We have a line of aromatherapy too that my husband, he's like whatever, he's amazing creating these oils. And anyways, and we met this woman who creates oils. I was teaching color therapy at the time. She loved my color therapy. We became friends. She lived in Hawaii. We ended up visiting her, and she ended up, oh my gosh, I get so off track with my Hawaii stuff. I sorry.
I'm with you. I can tell you aromatherapy, color therapy, and your friend.
Yes, no, she was. So she had a booth down at this little shopping center in Kona, and somebody was supposed to look after it while she was going sailing, and the person canceled. And so we were chatting on the phone, and I said, "We'll do it." And so literally my husband came home from work and I said, "Guess what? We're going to Hawaii." And we ended up going there. That was March. We went in June. We went
No,
there
you
and
weren't
we
in Hawaii at the time.
no, we lived. And we just so he's like, well, what are we going to do about the house? And we had a cabin on another cabin. And it's like, well, I don't know. We were just going to England to teach a Reiki workshop. And I said, I'm sure there's somebody in England who'd want to rent our house. And so sure enough, we had somebody that rented our house while we were gone. and our cabin as well. And off we went. We didn't have money to take, had enough money to buy a little old rickety car, a convertible, because I had to have a convertible. And we rented this house, and people lent us beds and lent us, we used to have dinner on a pareo on the floor in the living room with a candle in the middle. And we had the best time. We were there for almost a year. So that's when I'm like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love this.
Oh, and people, I got to train there. People would fly in, and I did some workshops there and saw private clients, and my daughter, and who was my son-in-law, well, they were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time, but anyways, they came, and he would go out and he would do landscaping with this somebody, and my daughter, she would run the booth, and I would do my thing, and Uwe did his anyways, and we would pool all our money. And we each got $10 a week for spending after we did all our food and all of that. Like it was just the best, you know. It was just.
But it's amazing when you think of it. If your food is covered and your sleeping arrangements, and if you're there with everyone and you're just enjoying the space, $10 a week. Who even needs it? Because you're already. Yeah. It's not. I'm not taking souvenirs back from where I live.
No.
Like it's just, you're just there. You could probably bank money with $10 a week. Really?
I know. Cause you're out in nature all the time.
Yes,
you know? We'd go swim with the dolphins in the morning before we'd start work. And yeah. So anyways, but that's an example of my yeses, without thinking things through. So So that was a beautiful yes experience. Anyways, so yes. I just want to share that.
I love that. That may I ask a question here?
Sure.
Your yeses without thinking them through. What can we unpack that a little bit? Like what do you think that? I mean, you're an intelligent person, and so you're. there's a thought process, right?
Yes.
There is some thought process. So I guess what I'm trying to, you know, for myself and the listeners is, so when saying yes without thinking it through, is that saying yes literally without thinking it through? Is it possibly saying yes and believing for the opportunities? Or is it, you know, maybe you mean exactly what you said, I don't think it through, or maybe it's, I do think it through to its most beautiful place, or I just allow it to be. I'm curious. I'm a curious soul. I must.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a good question. And I don't know if I can really answer it properly, but because I thought about you, and I had talked about yeses before. So I don't feel I say yes and compromise myself ever. So I'm not somebody who says yes and then for me. But my yeses are opportunities. And I think somehow intuitively, when I'm on track, then that's where my yeses come in and possibilities. So unconsciously, really, I see things working. I get super excited about them.
Yeah.
I don't have to know the details of what I'm excited about, but I somehow naturally just get excited about things. My husband and I are very different. And so he's a scientist, by the way. And so when we were first together, I drove him crazy because I would be excited about so many things. And he used to think that I had to do everything that I was excited about, which isn't the case. And so he would like to, does that sound familiar? Yeah. So we would.
My husband's in the military. So imagine.
Yeah, exactly. So finally now, so with that too, you know, he thought of all the reasons. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to make it work. I'm not trying to be excited. I'm not trying any of those things. It's honestly sincere. That's just how my brain works. It's just how I do it. And so, yeah. So now one thing about him though, he'll never miss out on any fun that I create. And I definitely create lots of fun things.
Yeah.
And now he just trusts everything. Like now he just knows if I say, Yeah, let's do that. Well, on the 2 days after Christmas, I woke up in the morning and I was laying in bed meditating and thinking about love and joy and excitement and gratitude, and kind of got up in this great mood. And I just said to him, "What do you think about going to Mexico?" And he's like, "Oh, So he starts researching. Wednesday, that night we had tickets, and that was Wednesday. Saturday, we were in Mexico.
Right.
And we spent a week in Mexico.
Yeah.
So, and it was possible.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's,
yes.
You know, it's not just, and it's never away from, it's not, "Oh, I'm bored, let's do something." It's always like, "Ooh, that would be fun."
A call to, not a
right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I love that.
So, yeah. So did that answer anything to do with my yeses?
Yes, 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 it did. I appreciate that you sharing that. I think that sometimes, I think in my way of processing it, your yeses are I don't know if well thought out, but there is so much behind that you trust. And I think in my ear, not from your mouth, but to my ear, saying yes without thinking about it sounded like possibly different than what it is now when I'm hearing it when you explain what that means to you. It's very well thought out. It's jumping up from your heart. It's completely trusting all that's around it. But yes, not thinking, and getting in the way. Now we're back to, you know, singing the song and everything's going great till I start right. thinking about it. Right. It's following the lead of whatever it is that's drawing us and trusting that it's better than okay.
I think it's linked with what you do, like finding your joy. It's like those things are what allow me to find my joy because they yes. bring me joy.
Yeah.
Right? So the yeses are things that I know, ooh, that'd be so fun, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So I think it's very much linked. And so
yes, I love it. I just needed to repeat it in my head and work it out and maybe for the benefit of anyone else who's listening it's just what I do. I think about that. And very much like my husband has a very, like you want this guy on your side. He's like, there is nothing that he researching it, knowing all those things. And he likes that stuff. I like it too sometimes, but it's not necessarily where, and over the years, we've been together 30 years now. So it's sort of, you know, I say, you know, when you're first together, you know, I don't know, you're just in bed so much. No one has time to worry about anything. And then there comes a time when there's going to be talking and figuring things out going. And then there can be for us, there was anyways, there was, you know, time that we can be a little bit scratchy with each other. And then now it's been so long. I don't remember ever not just thinking how amazing of a human being he is. And I can remember my sister-in-law telling me, if people could all just get past 15 years, you know, there's the first few years of, or 5 years or whatever it is, of just lust and laughing and just all that. And then there can be that time of, you know, boots to the ground, figuring it out, and then making it past that. And I've just thought about that, you know, setting up my new clinic, and, you know, Dave's just there, and he's, you know, he's the guy that's going to see what's going to fit best, and he's going to do all that stuff. And now we're at that place. I just trust that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just taking the time to say, what do you, and I say often now, I have this thing, and he just smiles every time I say it. I said, well, I think such and such. I said, it doesn't mean I'm right, but that's what I'm thinking. So maybe we can just look at that and see if that'll work. It doesn't mean I'm right because I think it. It just means that's what I'm thinking right now.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm having a problem with my internet, and sometimes you're breaking up for me and I don't know what to do. So
okay.
I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of did, but I didn't hear the very end.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It's just really all about like what you're talking about, the partnership with your husband and how that just really works out. And I love that getting to that place in any relationship where we just get to stand back and watch how awesome the other person is and how that truly benefits us. Yes. And we benefit them, and it's just a beautiful thing. And finding your joy—it's amazing. And I'm just looking at all the things that you've been able to accomplish in your life, and that it's really been through just trusting.
Yeah, I mean, I joke about not knowing any better and being naive, and you know, all those things, which are probably true too. But I've not really done things the way that other people would, like even my business. I didn't have a business plan. I'd had no money behind me, but I felt for a while before I started my business, I thought, you know, I'm meant to have my own business. I'm meant to have three things within it. Didn't know what I was talking about, but just intuitively three things. And ended up, I was going to Switzerland for one reason. And the person that I was going there to do something with, she ended up saying, hey, you'd probably be interested in this color therapy in England. And I thought, oh, okay. So off I go on my way to Switzerland to take this color therapy course, which I had no clue what it was. But as soon as I got there, I knew this was the third thing. And so they invited me, I don't know how the first time, but to be a teacher, to be a representative, like whatever. And so I went to Switzerland, came back and took an extra week from my job because I was still at Yellow Pages then. Mm-hmm. And I remember calling my husband, we weren't married yet, phoning him and crying, saying, I have to quit my job. I know this is what I have to do. I know this is what I meant to do and whatever. And I came home and I handed in my notice the day I got back so I couldn't renege on my decision, and then started my company. But, you know, again, I didn't know what the third thing was I was waiting for, but as soon as it showed itself,
right,
I knew it was the thing. I didn't search for it in any way.
This all resonates with me. And I think that it's a beautiful message. And for anyone who doubts that, because really and truly it things come together as they should. If we just, like, you knew there was this third thing.
Yeah.
And then when it came, you knew it was the thing.
Yeah. I recognized it. Yeah. I know it's interesting. So yeah. And even with the working and traveling, so that was part of it. And, oh, and my last training for that company was, or my last level of training for me was cruising the Nile and going to the temples and doing color therapy and stuff. Like, you know, again, could you dream it up? I couldn't have, I didn't know those things existed. Right. And so, you know, that's a little example. And with my corporate work, my friend who I met at my master practitioner in Hawaii, so we became friends, he lived in England. And he called me one day and said, he was in New York, he worked for this company, I think it was Reuters. At that time, it was probably Reuters or Risk Waters, anyways, big company. And he called me and said, if I fly you out here, will you come out and shadow coach me? Because he was having a few challenges. So I flew to New York and went with him to his clients, and he introduced me as part of the training team. Well, guess what? After that, they hired me as part of the training team. So I would be back and forth from New York doing training for this company, part of they had a corporate university, got to create some courses for the corporate university, London, New York.
And it's beautiful. And it is true that these are how they happen. And when sometimes I know people think that happens to you, Lynn, you know, that happens to you, Allie, it didn't happen to me. And I can't tell your story, of course, but I'm going to guess that when I didn't feel like that could happen for me, it didn't happen for me. And when I started to get some healing in my life, then all kinds of things happened for me. I didn't have to, all that stuff didn't have to hold me back anymore. And I think that's the whole reason that I, you know, doing Find Your Joy is so it's great people who listen and know these things already, and they listen because it's good for them and it supports what they're doing already. And I think there's not that I would in no way discount those people, of course. And in my heart, the desire of my heart is that the people who don't know that yet would just even a drop of hope would land on them.
Yes.
And they would go, I don't know, maybe is it possible? And just hold on. Just hold on to that little drop of hope and just know that, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm a co-author in 3 books and I wrote my own book and I haven't scratched the surface of my story because I don't want to horrify people. All I can say is it wasn't so great and now it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Then that's the truth.
And do you know that one of the philosophy around NLP is it was about modeling people that had achieved beyond what the normal people achieve. And it was modeling therapists to start with. But it was like the difference between people that are good at something and people that are excellent at something. So that's the modeling part. So everything about NLP was modeled from people who were excellent at what they did for therapists and business people and so on.
Right.
So the reason I wanted to share that is because the philosophy is if it's possible in the world, it's possible for me.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And if you're listening right now, just please say those words over to yourself. If there's any place in you that is not fully willing or able or understanding yet, and the big, that's a big word yet. Those three letters are very large. If it's possible in the world, it's possible for me. Mm-hmm. I hope you bathe in that, drink it in, breathe it, think it. Let it come around you like a comforter that's you heat it up in the dryer and then you just wrap yourself in it. Yeah.
And you may have to change a few things, which is all fine because it's all for the good and for your beautiful experiences. But yeah, I mean, life, I think we're meant to be happy. I think life is meant to be good. I think it's meant to be filled with joy. Like I have all these crazy ideas that, you know, I really do believe that. And, you know, and I didn't mention, but my husband assisted me a lot with, you know, so he's a master practitioner. Both my daughter and my son have taken the training. My son works with athletes using this model. My daughter, she's right now doing real estate investing. I'm doing training with her. We're doing a retreat actually in August in Ontario. We just got back from doing a 2-day workshop in Ontario as well. So we get to work together. We have private clients that fly in for 2 days to see us. I mean, so, you know, really, it just, and it doesn't mean there's things, again, like you say, life, there's things that come up that you have to deal with or whatever, but life is good. And yeah, I'm so blessed that I get, and working with my, you know, they think I know something. I mean, that's pretty good to have, you know, kids, and they're not little kids anymore. We know that, but you know, that they can think I know something. I mean, God, am I ever honored to feel that, you know?
Right. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing and it's a legacy. And my gosh, what a legacy. Well, Lynn, thank you. Thank you so much. You've been so generous with your time. I'm just, I totally had lost track of time because I was just so into this. And then I thought, I've really monopolized your morning. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for just sharing all that is possible, the beauty and that if it's possible in the world, it's possible for me. That'll definitely be what I'll be calling this episode. And thank you so much for sharing such a beautiful, beautiful, joyful, magical, wonderful way that you've chosen to live your life. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And honestly, I want to say too, if there's ever anything I can do to support you personally, or if I can be of service with anything you're doing, then please, I would be honored. Just let me know.
Oh, I'll be contacting you. This is awesome. So thank you so much. And to the listeners, wow, you, this was just such a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Lynn, for spending just really being so gracious and generous with your time and your knowledge and your expertise. I really appreciate it. And to our listeners, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. This is Allie, and do find your joy.
Thanks so much for joining me today. If you found a piece of your joy in this episode, I would love to hear about what came up for you so that we can continue to grow the impact of this show. Thanks again. See you soon. And remember, find your joy.